She doesn't even look at the dance floor. Her loving eyes follow the spirited playing and the wiry long fingers of the artist. He gets under her skin from the bottom up, from the top down. Things never really got much better for the accordionist than when Edith Piaf sang his praises. But more recently, the instrument has steadily climbed into the modern repertoire, and proof of that comes in two programs this coming Sunday featuring Contempo Quartet and Concord, playing 21st century music from Hong Kong, Finland, the US and Ireland, featuring the playing of our guest on Culture File this time, accordionist Dermot Dunn. Culture File's Elizabeth Whelan went to watch his long, wiry fingers.
The very first instrument was the recorder, descant recorder. I was in third class in school, and one of the nuns, Sister Carmel, she had started to teach a few people who were in my class before school, and I thought, no, that sounds like fun, and I started playing it. It was great, I enjoyed it. And then I think even in the same year, maybe 6 months later or so, I came across the accordion. We had one at home, but somebody came into school, someone from fourth class came in and played The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. And I was mesmerised. I thought it was fantastic. And I knew we had one at home, dusted it off. It had been hidden away for many years in a cupboard or a closet somewhere, and started playing. And I kept playing the recorder for a few years as well, but I think probably by the time I left primary school, I was only playing the accordion. The instrument is primarily a folk instrument. That's what it's always been associated with in many countries. It's very portable. You can play a melody, you can play chords. So it was, you know, it was a useful instrument to have. A piano is obviously not so portable, so it fulfills a similar role. For that reason, I think it became very popular as a substitute for a piano in many cultures. So classical composers didn't really pay too much attention to it at all. Only in the last 50 years or so. I'll just demonstrate a little bit. The standard instrument has a thing called a fixed bass system on the left hand, which means, I've got a series of bass notes, so I press one button, I get a low bass note, and then that's C. Beside that, I press one button and it gives me a C major chord. Another button gives me the C minor chord, a seventh chord, and a diminished one. And they're fixed, so I can play every major, minor, seventh and diminished chord. But that's it, and I only have single bass notes. So it's quite limited. It's fine for, you know, simple vamp type accompaniment. And then on the right hand, you can play, you know, anything, pretty much, you know. But this instrument has a thing called free bass. And if I hit a little switch here, you don't see any change, but inside the mechanics are altered. And all of those fixed chords have disappeared. And instead, I have all single notes. All the way up to... So, really quite a huge range. So with that, that makes it possible to play, say, a Bach fugue, because you can play all the exact pitch notes on the left hand and the right hand, three voices, four voices. So for this reason, in the last 50 years, accordionists have started to play a lot of transcriptions of music, particularly from the Baroque period. And then from around about 1950 onwards, perhaps a little earlier, maybe in Germany, composers started to write music which used the accordion, either solo pieces or chamber pieces. So there's quite a large repertoire of contemporary works. It's more to do with the people than the music, to be quite honest. The people that I play with, I don't really mind what we're playing, any dots on the page. I'm very fortunate, the musicians that I've got to work with. You know, I love the whole rehearsal process. I often even enjoy it as much or possibly even more than the concert. You know, getting together with people, having a chat, playing a bit, talking about stuff, especially when you get to know musicians more and more and you play with them over a number of years. It's a really nice job. Talk about extended technique. In the contemporary works, you do get extended technique, but I've always just incorporated them along the way. You know, things like, well, you know, with the instrument, we have, you know, effects like bellows shakes, which is where you open and close the bellows quickly. It's a little bit similar to maybe a violinist or a string instrument doing a tremolo, so you get these effects, or the triplet one. Really an extended technique. We use that from even when we're learning the grades or from early level. There are things you can do. I mean, when I meet a composer and they're always curious about what the instrument can do, and you show them the standard thing, the range. But then things like you can bend notes, you know, the sounds like a cow. Various things. There's obviously, you know, the percussive effects, you know, hitting and tapping on the instrument. Clusters. Contemporary composers always seem drawn to the effects that you can create. You know, they're quite explosive. Other than that, you know, I never really think of the word technique. I just play the notes.
Dermot Dunn there, and the two-part concert of Concord Presents Up Close with Music is happening this coming Sunday at the RHA Gallery in Dublin, featuring new pieces from Deirdre McKay and from Jane O'Leary. Things start at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday and admission is free. Can't imagine you'll get a better offer.